Prosecution, protection and prevention are the three areas where governments, international organisations and NGOs must work closer together in the fight against this modern-day slavery. So said US Ambassador John Miller, head of the State Department's Office to Monitor and Combat Human Trafficking.
What we need is a 21st century abolitionist movement. And what I ask you and your friends and your acquaintances, I ask all of you to be a part of this abolitionist movement.
Miller said his government began tackling the problem largely because of the lead taken by religious organisations that are present in both the countries of origin where people are kidnapped or coerced into slavery and in the wealthy countries where they end up in the brothels, in the factories or on the streets. Sebastian Deschamps works on combating trafficking for the Global Catholic Aid and Development Confederation, Caritas Internationalis.
We are present in many different ways. The first one is protection of the people, of the victims, who actually will sometimes come to us, go to church to seek support, help and care. So this is the first thing we do. Then it came clear that we have the capacity and the possibility as a global network with not only the churches and parishes and dioceses, but also all these institutions to be able to help those women, like here in Italia, those women trafficked from Nigeria. Whenever they want or they can go back to their country, you need someone there too. So the church being present here and there can be very active.
Deschamps says one of the biggest challenges now facing the church is to deal effectively with the demand for prostitution and cheap labour.
As the sisters can be close to the victims, we believe that somehow the church, parishes, religious orders, brothers, fathers, can be maybe closer to the clients to bring a change of mentality here, change of value.
I'm Philippa Hitchin.